Welcome to another episode of Hero Down Under, a podcast about the life, career, and social truths of Australia and New Zealand's migrant community. This is a safe space where we explore our unique stories and get real on what it takes to thrive as an alien living in Australia and New Zealand. This podcast is a mix of solo introspections and one-on-one insightful conversations with thriving migrants from across these continent nations. My name is Ola Taoshe. I am Australia's luckiest migrant, and I will be your guide. So, here goes nothing. Perhaps, here goes everything. Hello, friends and fellow migrants. It's been a while, hasn't it? I've had some personal issues to sort out. Life takes a toll, and I needed to get some air. I needed to get lots of air, and so I took some time off. Offline, off podcasting, a little bit of time off work itself, and a little bit of time within myself and to read books to experience more of the joys of life, and just get away from my routine for a while. It seems to be working now. In today's episode, we're talking about family. It's often said that we choose our friends, but not our family. However, for many migrants, especially first-generation migrants, that rule gets completely flipped. You can choose your family. You can choose a new one. The story is never the same for any two sets of migrants. Some move here alone, others come with their nuclear family. But one thing that we all share is the reality of being away from our extended families, cousins, parents, sisters, brothers. Settlement and integration seems like a simple concept, but in truth, without the anchor of family, it's very much like leaving a boat at port without it being anchored properly. It's only a matter of time before the boat drifts away into the open sea. In the same way, living in a new country without the support of family, your extended family in particular, it's not uncommon. It happens to a lot of people, but it's actually unhealthy. We all need family. As an adult, I hadn't properly understood what homesickness was until I began life in Australia. It just seemed like homesickness was something that happens and goes away. It's not a big deal. It's a bit of a big deal. Although, more than 5 years ago, I moved here with my pregnant wife, our four-year-old son, and lots of hope. It took a long time for me to really feel the draining effect of being without my extended family, and the same actually for her as well. Because I had moved from Nigeria with the love of my life and the seed and the treasures of our union, I was sure loneliness wouldn't be such a big deal. I was sure it wouldn't be something I'd experience, at least not something serious. By moving here to a place where I had zero established friendships and no cordiality with anyone whatsoever, I was essentially letting go of the comfort of family. Like most West Africans in particular, I was raised in a very communal environment. The support structure we get and we used to get from our extended family isn't something we value enough until we lose it. It's like it's normal until it's not there anymore and you realize what you've actually let go of. I was really optimistic about being able to forge new friendships. But the idea of finding a new family isn't something that seems realistic, but I've learned that strange, beautiful things can happen if you keep your mind open. Down under, it's crazy the amount of strange and beautiful things that actually happen. It's a very open-minded country, thank God for that. Perhaps my life and story would have actually turned out completely opposite of what I have currently, if my wife and I weren't blessed to the extreme by a fellow migrant family in Sydney. They sacrificed so much to help us. They gave us a roof over our heads. They gave us tips on settling into Sydney. They took us around the city. They helped me get a job, my first job. They bought me my first SIM card, which I still use today. My number, I actually got from that particular family anyway. They gave us a strong, firm footing in Australia. And they were only 6 months ahead of us in terms of their life in Australia. They sacrificed so much. One day, hopefully soon, one day, I will definitely make a dedicated podcast about them. Tosin and Funke, Shalapi and I will never stop loving you. You guys are friends for life. Thank you. But they're not the reason why I'm doing this episode. As a matter of fact, they may never even listen to this podcast. It's not something I tend to publicize. They are just a seed, but they were a very strong seed. The love they showed us gave us hope and allowed us to thrive. A few months after living in Sydney for a while, we moved to the picturesque city of Orange, New South Wales. Beautiful living in regional New South Wales, absolutely love it. I had been settling into my work routine and building good bonds, maybe not strong bonds initially, but good bonds with my colleagues. Most of them were kind to me in many, many ways. As my wife and I learned to adapt more and more day by day living here, and we became settled members of a local church, we were lucky to actually start finding friendships easier with others, especially Caucasian and Indigenous Australians. But to our surprise, it seemed to happen so effortlessly. When we look back, we see it was not so effortless, but it seemed to be effortless at the time. Initial 2-year period, we noticed that what had started as casual conversations and slowly grew into strong friendships had actually blossomed into something more familial, something more family-oriented. We're no longer just friends. We had built strong family bonds with many people. When I say many, I mean about 4 families anyway, but many people in that instance. During our first year living here, we also met a number of African families. 2 of which we're very, very close to right now. They've become very strong friends to us, and much more than friends, they're actually more of family. I guess when you move to a place where you actually do not have an extended family, you don't have your parents here, you might not even have your sisters or cousins here. At the end of the day, the simple relationships you build with others can actually grow into something more important. There is stronger value in scarcity. Perhaps that's the case. You just end up valuing yourselves, man. It has happened to us. Living away from my country of birth, being without my extended family, what I've come to accept is it gets lonely. No matter how much you try to man up, and I definitely tried to man up several times over time, it gets lonely. I've seen it in myself. I've seen it in my friends. I notice it in my wife. And even sometimes glimpses of that loneliness in my son. Because since he grew up in Nigeria, he obviously still has some semblance of remembrance of what that was like. His grandparents, his aunties, his uncles. He longs for it in a bit. So I guess when you have that connection and you lose it, a part of you longs for that. Everyone needs family. As far as I'm concerned, they are the lifeblood of our life and our identity. Individuals are important, yes. Who you are is important, yes. But connection to family is so critical. Family is a pillar of our well-being, and they are a seed of our growth. They help us in every single way. It took us over a year living here, and we had built friendships that were turning into stronger than friendship relationships with some people. I had found a woman in church who had become like a pseudo mother to me. Her name is Susie. Wonderful person. She's a geek like me as well. She loves the Marvel movies, loves comics, watches sci-fi. We have similar shared interests. I think that helps. And she's white. She's Caucasian. Red-haired Caucasian. it's just funny the way you open up your heart and open up your mind, things can actually happen. You can't find family. No one can ever replace our real family. No one will ever be stronger than blood. But emotional adoption is so necessary. For a migrant, so, so necessary. It took me a few months to adopt Australia as my home. But when I think about it, it definitely cost me more than 2 years to adopt others as my family. We all have emotional barriers and walls that we set up. It's there, it's deep-rooted, we can't do anything about it. And I had the same. I probably still do. But my mind accepts that I have a new family. I've not lost my old family. I've not lost my blood family. But for me to thrive, I needed to adopt a new family. It's just necessary. No guilt necessary there. It's the way it is. As migrants, we will always miss our origin. We will often call our country of birth home, in inverted commas, we call it home. That's normal and will always be normal. But in order to live a balanced and happy life here, it's important to take the emotional risk and let them in. Let in the locals, other migrants, and maybe if we are lucky, like I believe I've been lucky. I don't know if this is common, but I have been lucky. We will fall in love with other people who may end up just being as important to us as our extended family back home, as we like to say. There's no shame in finding a new family. There's nothing lost, only many things gained. There's nothing wrong in making new friends, but it won't ever be at the cost of our blood family. I have been blessed. I've been blessed enough to find people who are more important, who are more than friends, and they've become basically family. And I hope you find the same as well. I hope my story is not one of an outlier. I've seen it in others, and I don't believe it's something for an outlier. We all need family. Open up yourself to your friends. Migrants, locals, indigenous people, it doesn't matter. Don't block those walls if you're here without your extended family. It may take time. It may take a bit of time. It may take a lot of time. There's no guilt here. It's okay to choose a new family. You don't have to let go of your original family. You're not doing anything wrong. By adopting another family, by adopting other people into your life, by letting them in, by letting them help you, by letting them get close to you, you're doing nothing wrong. In fact, you're doing everything right. You will thrive. You need the family. They don't have to be the same color as you. They don't have to speak exactly the same language as you. You don't have to have similar accents, or even the accents can be completely opposite. It doesn't matter. It's what's in the heart that matters. Know what's on the outside. It's okay to choose a new family. See you next week, where I'll be talking about a context-dependent question that generally pisses off every single migrant. I'll give you a hint. It's about going home.